This is News and Notes. I'm Tony Cox in for Farai today. Well, it's Friday. That means it's time to talk lifestyle and trends. And next Tuesday, BET rolls out the red carpet for its 2007 awards. They're taking place right here in the City of Angels at the Shrine Auditorium. And to talk about the awards, with us now is Emmy Award-winning journalist himself and BET producer, Mr. P. Frank Williams. What's up, P. Frank?
What's happening, everybody? How you guys feeling today?
Glad to have you with us. So how good a show is this going to be? Last year was BET's number one show.
Well, I mean, this is the number one rated cable award show on cable. And so other than the Grammys, this is the place to be in terms of being a performer in music and culture. I mean, we got Monique hosting. I mean, and you know, she's always kind of buck wild.
Yes, she is.
All your favorite rappers, T.I., 50 Cent, Jay-Z, and all your R&B folks, Ciara, Neo. It's going to be a hell of a night, man. Really a lot of fun.
There must be some great, in fact, I know there are because I've gone one time, I think. There are some great stories surrounding award shows generally, but particularly the BET Awards, aren't there? Just in terms of the people that are involved, things that go on backstage, the preparation during the show, after the show. Tell us.
I mean, you can only imagine. I mean, some of the egos and dramas that would go from some of these folks that are around. And so everybody thinks that they're important. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So it's one of those fun things. And obviously, you got to this year, we're honoring Diana Ross, who's a Lifetime Achievement Award. And obviously, there's no short list of Diana Ross moments where she may live up to her diva-dom. So I'm sure there's some folks around who've kind of felt that wrath.
Yeah.
And we can't get into specifics because I got to get paid.
But I understand
you
that.
You understand that. But no, it's a fantastic night. And I mean, and folks like Monique, you know, they want their treatment correctly. So, you know, it won't be the Source Awards. We won't have any drama backstage, any scrapping because it's a classy night. But you can best believe some egos will be flying and it'll be a good time.
Now, in the years that you've been associated with the BET Awards, mm-hmm. who has had the largest entourage? Who's come with the most folks?
Well, obviously, 50 Cent and P. Diddy have to be up there in terms of, man. I mean, and obviously, 50 Cent, he needs it because he doesn't have all that many friends in the industry who don't want to, whatever. But it has to be either that or Snoop Dogg, because when Snoop Dogg shows up, there's at least 15 other people with Snoop Dogg, you know, and P. Diddy also, so. But they're peaceful posses, you know.
Yeah. How long does it take to put the show actually together? Apart from what we end up seeing on television, how long an evening?
Well, this has been going on for months in terms of negotiation and special performances. And pretty much when you turn off the TV from last year's show, the next one is kind of still in motion. So, I mean, you think of something like this year's show, we have a tribute to James Brown, and you may see the symbol there, Mr. Prince. He might be on stage. Hmm. You might see Chuck D doing his thing, you know. And so these negotiations to make sure people's calendars are okay, creatively they're in mind. You're also doing a tribute to Gerald Levert, so it'll be a lot of different kind of good stuff happening there. So it's a long process, man. It's a lot, man, to deal with 3 hours of TV. It's some of the biggest celebrities in the world. You can only imagine.
How do you deal with the acceptance speeches? What do you tell people?
You got that. Well, it's ironic. I just did a different show. I won't say the name of it. And there was a gentleman named Cosby, and he is known for saying what he wants to say when he wants to say it. So even though we said, hey, you got 2 minutes, he pretty much said, hey, you know, I'm gonna say what I'm gonna say. Mm-hmm. But 9 times out of 10, we tell folks you got a minute and a half. And, you know, or 2 minutes, and you can say what you want to say. But after that, you get the red light in the back. And we won't cut off your mic, but you might hear some music.
Exactly. We hear it every year.
Know? And that's going to happen.
God will be in the house. I want to thank God. I want to thank God. You were involved in the production of some of the segments this year, right?
Yeah. So, what I do is obviously on a lot of shows, like I've produced the Source Awards and Vibe Awards. And I also produce a lot of the BET News special, like Tupac and Biggie and stuff like that. And, you know, what I'll do is I'll go out. Diana Ross is getting the Lifetime Achievement Award. So I'll find all the elements of her life and kind of do like a tribute to her. And obviously she's somebody who set the tone and the bar for the Beyoncés and Mariah Careys of the world. And so, you know, I put together a life story of her life. And Don Cheadle this year is also getting the Humanitarian Award. So I produce those segments and write them and try to make sure that I get, you know, beyond the music and the partying and the hip hop and all of the little shake your booty moments. Folks like Diana Ross have pioneered, you know, for African-American women at a time in the 60s when we didn't have as many opportunities. And now the days we get more. So it's important to also note those folks. And Don Cheadle, I mean, Don has been taking his celebrity for more than just getting some free swag bags.
Sure, you're right.
You know what I mean? Over
mm-hmm.
in Dafar and mm-hmm. Trying to raise money for Africa and stuff like that. So when I do those things, I want to make sure we take a pause, not just to, you know, to party, but to kind of revel in what we're doing as celebrities, you know?
Let's talk a little bit about the venue, because you've moved the Shrine Auditorium, for people that don't know, is one of the oldest major venues in Los Angeles. But when the Kodak Theater was built, where they do the Academy Awards, I know you guys went there and you've moved around. Talk about how you decide where to hold the taping.
Well, that's
of the
always
show.
A point of logistics, and sometimes the production managers, you know, that's probably a better question for them. But I know at the Kodak, that's the big splashy Hollywood moment. You want to show right. your arrival. And, you know, for me, in terms of working a lot of these shows, the Shrine is the most functional. It may be the oldest. Sometimes the best is the oldest, you know, and it's hosted so many shows, Academy Awards, Grammys, and it's big enough to get everything done. And, you may not run into many hurdles as you would at the Kodak, because, you know, the Kodak is, I guess you could say the Kodak is the Nicole Kidman
yeah.
of the situation.
Yeah.
And then you got the Shrine, which is your steady kind of, you know, good actress that's been around for a while.
Yeah, people don't know that the Shrine is really in the hood. They don't really know that.
Yeah, but that's a good thing, you know, especially for a BET Awards. You know, that gives a chance for the fans right in South Central. They don't have to drive too far.
No, we don't.
And sit on the red carpet, you know what I mean?
Let's talk about this for a minute, P. Frank. Only three white artists have been nominated for a BET Award. I think Justin Timberlake, Eminem, who didn't win. Robin Thicke is up, I understand, at this time
yes,
around.
Yes, yeah, Robin Thicke, yeah.
You think that's going to happen? Are we about to break through with this?
I mean, Robin Thicke has had a phenomenal year. I mean, he really has, you know, I hate to say it, but I got to keep it real. It's that white soul. You know, not everybody, black people, we have a high bar. If you might be posing as a soulful guy, but if we really don't feel you, we're not going to give you that stamp. So mm-hmm. I think it may be Robin Thicke's year. I mean, he was on Oprah. You get the stamp from Oprah. BET, we might have to give it to you, too. You know what I mean?
I'm feeling you.
Exactly.
The best R&B category has got a whole lineup of amazing talent, including Beyonce, Corinne Bailey Rae, Jennifer Hudson, Mary J. Blige. How do you think that's going to play out this year?
That's one of those things. I mean, you got two of the top tier folks. You know, Mary J. and Beyonce are pretty much the queens of it, whereas, you know, Ciara's like the, quote, new Janet Jackson. And Jennifer Hudson had a heck of a year, too. I don't think that she, you know, did as much in terms of singing as much as those other folks. But 9 times out of 10, you know, Mary J. and Beyonce, that's the heavy hitters, the cleanup, the Alex Rodriguez of the situation, you know.
Yeah. And in the male side, we already talked a little bit about Robin Thicke, but the competition for best male is pretty tough there, too. Right?
I mean, I'm thinking that, you know, Akon, man, the guy has been all over the place, really doing his thing. And John Legend, I think, has pushed it to the mainstream. So he's a bigger star, I think, beyond the black community. But I also wouldn't count out Joe LaVert. I mean, and unfortunately, he passed away, but might be one of those sentimental favorites, so that even if somebody had a better year on the charts, it might want to give this guy his props, you know, because he left us.
Let me ask you this. It's slightly political, but it's because of all the hoopla about the lyrics in hip-hop and in rap music. Do you think, because it's an awards show, that who ends up winning will be any kind of a statement about that issue at all?
Well, I think, you know, it's funny because, you know, in the mainstream we have this conversation and everybody's talking about how hip hop has affected us negatively and all these things. But I think in the black community it's a more of a nuanced thing where we get it. Like, we're able to separate it, I think, from the reality versus what really happens. You know, it's interesting. I've done a lot of interviewing and talking to people, and young women who are black don't necessarily see themselves as hoes and bitches, even though some rappers say that. So I think they will still listen to the music, but don't see themselves that way.
I understand.
So a lot of rappers who may be putting out that violent imagery and doing whatever, they feel like they got to do that because that's what the public wants. And so I think with the BET Awards, none of that has to do with it. I think it's the hotness factor, who people are really feeling. Mm-hmm. This is something that the viewers vote on, and, you know, it's one of those things. So it's not as if, you know, I think our public knows what's up with our artists. It has nothing to do with, you know,
with any of
that
other stuff.
Exactly.
Now, you know, the Academy Awards, they deal a whole lot in the red carpet and what people are wearing and all of that. And the BET Awards, there's some of that, but not to the same extent, is it?
This show, really, when it boils down to it, why it's the number one rated cable, you know, award show on cable, it's about the performances, you know, and I've worked on a lot of other shows. I'm trying to come up with these jokes and this banter. This show is about dazzling performances. A few years ago, Monique came out and did the Beyonce, and that was a hell of a moment. We reunited the Fugees in 2005, and they came on out of the blue. Last year, Beyonce stunned them. You know, we had Michael Jackson and James Brown come on stage. So it really is about the music, and BET is really a music station, and so. But, you know, let's keep it real. Everybody has been calling me, what are you going to wear? And I haven't even got my outfit together. So, you know, we black, man. We got to make sure that your
represent.
Outfit. Yeah, you know, you can't come in there looking crazy. So as much as about the music, it's very much about the fashion.
P. Frank, this is great. We got about a minute left, a little less than that. Do you anticipate there being another one of those moments that you talked about in the past? Is there going to be a moment in the BET Awards this year?
Well, I mean, like I said, I mean, I think that when you think about Prince getting on stage and Chuck D doing the thing with James Brown, that's going to be a heck of a moment. And also, the Diana Ross tribute, I think, will be a fantastic moment because she has great music that you contribute. So, but definitely check out the show. It airs this Tuesday on BET, June 26th, 8 o'clock Eastern time, and same time on the West Coast, man.
We will be watching, watching, watching. P. Frank, thank you very much for coming in. We appreciate it.
You guys have a fantastic day.
P. Frank Williams is a producer for BET and an Emmy Award-winning journalist. He joined me right here in our NPR West studios. You can see the awards yourself next Tuesday on BET.